Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Coach Monty Pitch of the St. Paul Saints boys. They were supposed to play Kansas City Lutheran tonight, but got weathered out. Last night they hosted the Higginsville Huskers in a tough fought, 45-42 loss. And then Wednesday they beat Lone Jack in conference play 57-19. Coach Pitch, thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about your Higginsville game last night.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. I mean, it was back and forth. We built a 9-point lead at half and came out and squandered it pretty quick. Like, had some uncharacteristic turnovers, let Higginsville back into the game, and then kind of fought back and forth in the fourth quarter. Got down, got it close about two, and had to foul with, I think it was 16 seconds left, and they made the front end and missed the second end. And we had a look, but some physical play made us cough up the ball, and that was it.
That's always a tough-fought game between those two schools. I remember going and scouting that game for many years because we never played on that night, and it was always interesting to see what you and Coach Stone were going to do to each other. You talk a little bit about turnovers and things like that. You're 6-4 on the season right now. You lost Elijah Mueller, great player, graduated. Are you finding that you're having trouble filling his shoes, or how are you managing that?
Yeah, you know, we lost Elijah, but we also lost Michael Lemons and Dob Andreich, and both those guys are big-time contributors too. I feel like we're talented, Travis, I do. We're still learning to play each other. You know, we're kind of taking five guys that haven't played together a lot and putting them on the floor. I think individually they're talented, but we're trying to find a way to make them work as a team a whole lot better. And at times you feel like you see it coming, and at times you feel like you see it leaving. So we feel like we just got to keep getting some basketball games in and getting more time.
And I know one of the challenges you face, you know, I'm sure there's people that are jealous that you get some of the kids you get, but at the same time, you guys don't get to play together very much in the summer, if at all. And so some of that camaraderie that you're talking about, you can't really build in the off season.
Yeah, and, you know, we do play in the summer, but it's kind of mixed match. You know, a lot of JV varsity-type kids, not your starters by any stretch, and then you go through the same thing at Thanksgiving break and Christmas break. We are thankful for the kids we get. You know, it's kind of a balance. You have to remind yourself all the time. You get good kids that like the game of basketball. So, but yeah, it's been up and down. A lot of injuries too. Trying to stay on top of those and give them a day off, like in between, you know, a game, night off, game. You give them that night off. You give them off in practice too. So it's hard to get practice time with them even.
Tuesday, you guys played Lone Jack in a conference game. You came out with a big 57-19 win, so obviously played some pretty good defense. Talk about who played well for you against Lone Jack.
Yeah, I thought it was a great team effort. I was looking at the stats for that today, and we only had six turnovers. That's been a little bit of an issue this year. I did think we played some pretty good defense. We kind of been struggling a little bit at times on defense, not buying in completely as a team. But I do think that that is coming around too. You know, 45 points to Higginsville, I think, is a good number. We had a lot of kids play well. Dominic Alcea shot the ball well. He's been struggling a little bit prior games, but he kind of figured it out that night, I thought. Vlado had a good night. Vlado had two dunks. He did some nice things. I thought, again, Justin hasn't been scoring a lot here lately, but he's really running the show well, getting a lot of assists for us. And our inside presence, Marco Sousa and Luke Ropey, really did a fine job. We're getting some good minutes off the bench from Damon Law and Lex Wheeler and a lot of kids. So that was a good game. It's a fun game. And, you know, I just thought we really played well.
And you talked a little bit about Vlado. That's Vladimir Radtinovic. Is he a junior this year?
Yeah, Vlado's a junior. And go ahead.
I just, from what I've seen and heard this year, he's, you know, really expanded his game from a sophomore. He was really impressive as a sophomore physically. But,
yeah.
It sounds like he's playing really well for you.
He is. He's our leading scorer, and he's right. I think he's, I don't know what he has now, but, you know, through six or eight games, he's a double-double. He's, at times I have to play him a little bit out of position. He plays on the wing at 6'8", which is kind of a But he has some ball skills, and he has a good three-point shot. So he does really well. I think it's probably natural position. Like, you know, we talk about it's probably stretch four where he can pick and pop and, you know, take a big guy off the wing. But he's doing some good things for us offensively, yes.
Next week you get back into the swing of things after, you know, tonight off. You're against Knob Noster on Monday. They're playing very well this year. You got Lexington Wednesday, and then you got a rival on Friday, Santa Fe. Yeah. What are you going to have to do next week to be successful?
Well, you know, you're right. Knob Noster, I watched them on tape yesterday and today, and I'm very impressed. They're very athletic. They're quick, probably one of the quickest teams we'll see. Coach Baker's got them playing well. I think we'll have a handful that's on the road. Then we go to Lexington, who I've seen two or three times this year, and I think they're playing well as a team. You know, I tell the kids our schedule is not easy, and no matter who we play, there's always going to be that chance that we'll get beat, and we have to prepare for it and do a better job of preparing for it. I just feel like schedule is pretty challenging, and I think that's what you want if you want to be successful.